Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
Listen, this is a lazy best of end of the year episode in which we're doing what I call tops and tails. You might know them better as an intro and outro, and it will be filled with someone else's edits. This guy's. So we're going to go ahead and watch all of the best clips.
Yep. No, they're going to be really good, actually.
The hell was so funny about that?
I heard your quotation marks. Best clips.
Interrobang.
Listen, if you want.
Brian Cofftwith.
This Christmas. I would, if my bride was like dressed up like Santa and come like, you know what I mean? If it was like a sexual thing, I would do it. If she, you know what I mean? If she wants me to be like, I just came down the chimney and now I'm going to
put the voice like that.
Come down your chimney.
Nope.
Smoky.
Smoky. Oh, yeah. Lick the plums. Lick the sugar plums.
Oh, I do like a, yeah, there's two. Lick that peppermint stick. Lick that peppermint stick.
Ah, Yuletide.
That's my wife here, but that's fine. Listen, say hey. We appreciate you. Check this out. This will give you, this will pretty much sum up 2023. So watch this if you're like, I don't know if I want, these guys seem like this isn't worth my time.
Yeah.
Not only is it not, but watch this and then this will get you where you want to go.
Yeah.
All right, that's long. What?
It's not worth your time.
Oh,
it's
don't sell us this.
It's literally unnecessary.
Oh, I see.
He tried to, between the two of you, right? I'm getting my nuts cracked over here. And then also my nuts.
Tchaikovsky.
I like them when women are on their toes, but they're all like bloody and messed up like that. Like,
well, that sounds good.
Oh, ballerina toes.
Like with that Coleman. Oh, what's her name? Coleman?
I get a massage.
No, but, yeah.
Oh boy, Christmas!
All right, watch these and
see me next.
Are you still watching this piece? If you're still watching this show, you're fucking stupid. You understand? You know how many hours? You know how short life is. Stop. Well, I mean after this episode. Well.
Keep watching,
stop wasting
actually.
Your time. But subscribe.
Maybe just put it on and then walk away.
I want you to bleep these names. I realize.
You're going to bleep those names.
Well, there'll be some other bleeps for sure, yeah.
Look at it differently. Look at, like, you and I need people like that.
Yes.
To make money. So,
of course.
I think it's okay. Be a piece of shit your whole life. I don't care. I don't care. I just want to win something that makes me feel good so that I don't sit around and then you're a Grammy winner and I'm some with 12 views because you motherless bastards can't just, and we all know you haven't made it this far in, but if you haven't, you haven't subscribed, why not? I spent $1 for that. A dollar. Do you think, please, they know. they know. They know that you'd stab 100 nuns in the face to win a Grammy.
Oh, man.
100 nuns. You take this fountain pen and just go to town.
None of that.
You'd lie, what's black and white and red all over?
Do we have a clip?
10 is an interesting one.
Yes.
Learn from the best.
Which is why I learned from you. That's why you mentored me.
See?
This is a guy who knows. Yeah, okay. But of course, there's the secret 11th goal.
Oh, I can't wait for
this. Do coke and get your sucked. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, the crazy thing is that in the clip, it said, oh, for this accident, like, he's all f***ed up.
They're like, in a dead way?
Excuse me, what's the medical diagnosis?
Oh, he's all
f***ed
up.
Oh, no. He's all f***ed. Call his wife. Her body's so growing. That fontanelle doesn't close until 25.
Oh, my God, the fontanelle.
is that about the...
Way above it, yeah.
Yeah, way above it. Can I close, Doc?
Yeah. You ever had a Cincinnati chili?
It's some good chili.
I had a Cleveland Steamer.
Oh, not as good as the chili.
I thought they were going to clean my car, but they made it a mess.
1-800 Cleveland Steamers.
Oh, no.
Direct. You have to know the audience.
Well, first of all, last night when you said some proceeds went to the children's hospital, I thought you meant the Adult Swim television program.
Oh,
I did.
You're trying to reboot it?
It supports bald character actors in Hollywood.
Exactly. I don't know anybody who can do it where it's not messy or muddy or feelings don't get hurt. Like, it's hard.
Oh, you mean in a polyamorous situation?
Yeah. I mean, I don't even have that.
When I look over and I see my neighbor Jim slamming his big horse into my wife's doesn't ruin my... And then when I see him
at
the local Trader Joe's, I'm not like, hey, bud.
I always remember mm-hmm. my mistake.
Yeah, it can create yeah. it can create a psychological thing where like Yeah. You just become fixated on one thing. It's very common for
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and start the show with that.
Yeah.
By the way, photographers are the least artistic people in the world. You guys are pieces. Stop pretending. Nice filter. Oh, is this leaves? Is this a tree? Thanks, Ansel.
You ever dated a black chick?
Please. I've clearly established what is wrong with you. It's out of focus again. You son of a suck. I'm going to lose my
But yes.
Remember that time we went to Lynchburg?
them little elves are slaves. But that's the difference.
That's Santa's
the
slaves.
The Keebler elves.
Get back in that tree and make those cookies. I have this in my pocket, but he checked the wrong pocket, which means the man reading the TSA screen is reading it backwards.
Flipped.
Which means everyone who walks through and he checks the location, he's like, it's clear.
I guess so it was
I'd like
a mistake.
To give a special shout out to whatever dumb f***ing asshole is working at the TSA that does not know how to read it. But you're good people and you're totally,
necessary.
Totally successful in life. Here's the best part. While they're having this store stopping incident, making sure I'm not stealing the thing.
People are stealing after
thousands of people. I could see them like, everyone. So,
because you can't catch them all. That's the thing.
8, 10, 12 people.
You witnessed
were
people
sneaking
just...
by while they were doing me. I could have been in the NBA, but I met you. It's not my fault. I'm 4'10" and Irish. But if it wasn't for you, I could have been somebody.
I can handle it.
He's going to get married to this woman.
You're going to get your DS in 12 hours from now because I'm trying to come up with anything.
Yeah.
It's because there's no overall theme other than garbage. You know what I mean? When the doctor cut it off,
yep.
He picked it up and he says, you want it? And he laughed.
Wait, really?
Yeah. And then he put his foot on what looked like a 1980s plastic trash can that flipped up top.
It didn't say bio.
And it was trash. No.
No.
And there was a dented Diet Pepsi can. And he's just like, well, we don't need that. And he just threw it in the trash.
Then she started crying. She's like, I'm really lonely. And I was like, oh
okay.
I can get it.
No, if you're crying on the first date, I'm out. Yeah. If you can't hold it together for 45 minutes and a bottle of $12 Merlot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I was like,
so did you
No.
Went to a circus and watched the monkeys play. The tambourines beat each other, and it turned out they were They made love upon the grass in their sweet big monkey. And all the children came that sweet afternoon. Would you have sex with her for $1 million cash money?
Most certainly.
Would you have sex with her for $500,000 cash?
Most certainly.
Would you have sex with her for $100,000 cash?
Definitely.
Would you have sex with her for $50,000 cash?
I'll think about it.
Hey, Liv, why don't you go and take your family? What I want you to do is I want you to go to downtown San Francisco, and I want you to walk around and say, peace, man, you know, flower power, whatnot. And as you hurdle over excrement, and I'm sure are getting car parts that are stolen off of Toyota, tossed towards your skull, just know that your votes matter. I saw a Prius with a spoiler yesterday. I was like,
to keep it on the ground.
You are.
Yeah.
Like, he was a man, so don't get upset. But I was like, why? Where are you going 0-60 in 5 minutes where you need a spoiler? Steve Harvey's wife. Have you heard the news?
She's black?
She is black.
Yeah.
Name that black. Well, that's what happened to that world's fattest guy there. He was 450, didn't eat for a year and a half.
What?
He was so fat that
he could survive off of his own.
Yep.
But you have to drink water, stay hydrated.
Obviously,
it's not good for your body to not masticate every day.
Oh, I masticate sometimes twice. Usually in the middle of the night when my wife's sleeping.
Oh.
And then, like a snack during the day. They're naked and they're afraid.
Well, they're naked and they're in the wilderness.
Yeah, how often
and
are they afraid?
It's just interesting. It's always a man and woman.
I noticed the naked really outweighs the afraid.
I'm that person that says, look, your mama don't love you like you think. Like, that, no one wants to say that, but I'm telling you, I just tell the truth.
That's why she killed herself.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying, like,
on Christmas morning, in your room, with the tree. She wrapped the tree around. Just for my snacks, I'm okay. She's a big woman, okay, all right. I said craft services, she beep, beep, beep. That was the truck said there's not enough room.
It's
like, you ever see
bread.
Like an old National Geographic where there's a lion in the back and it's, oh. You know what I mean? They're just kind of
it's
there.
Knocking
this like
knees.
Flies.
Because yeah. They all jump like,
yeah.
Damn!
Yeah, look at the size of those balls. Oh, yeah? Yeah, I'll show you something. Saw both my children get pushed out of the place. You're not supposed to see it.
Hey, you can't.
You're not supposed to see it. I mean, it's beautiful, but you're not supposed to see it.
You
when I tell a story, the look on your face, dude. Jesus Christ. I saw the yawn from last week that I missed. But if it's not directly related about some Grammy, I lose you like a small child in her science class.
I was thinking.
No, here's you.
I was thinking.
Yeah. Here's you the whole time I'm trying to tell a story.
Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
Drunk teachers. Have you seen this in the news?
No.
It's like a new
it's
academic
like a new
pandemic.
Ice challenge?
Yeah, they're arresting all of these teachers on DUIs, you know, and they have the body cam footage, so they're coming out on TikTok, and you're watching these poor, like, 45-year-old frumpy women who took a couple peach schnapps just to get through your little challenge fucking day. I mean, it's all bullshit anyway. Whoever you believe in, just yourself. You're an idiot.
You don't need
just you know, like stop,
you know.
Like, stop having hope. I mean, no, I mean, Obama was at least it was like, you know, we had like Billy D. Williams, right? And now we have like,
I don't remember him running.
Now we have like, we have a ghost from we have fucking Ghost of Christmas Past up there on stage wearing. They have to stop tailoring the suits like he's a Turkish model.
Wearing this hat, like people come up to me and they're like, "Oh, Falcons, you know, Atlanta." I have no idea what this is. I just got it because it's red and black, and now people talk to me. But I'm used to men talking about
it's
sports.
Atlanta Falcons. Even I know that.
Yeah,
I did.
I'm actually into just the Falcons. The
falconry.
Bird, you know?
Oh, you're just a falconer?
I'm just a falconer. Tim, like, he probably wore the same clothes for decades.
I feel like
I
you
do, yeah.
Could, but somehow that would
should
help
I do
him
a makeover?
Survive in the wild.
Oh, a gay makeover? That would be cool.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be gay. I could be.
No, that's what they made the TV show.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
Queer eyes for the straight guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There we go.
I can't go on there for obvious reasons.
A little conflict.
Because I'm already fashionable.
Oh,
bitch.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Now, do you find yourself, now that you're older and you know, you got a little bit more scratch, do you find yourself a little bit more conservative in terms of views, or are you still 100% whatever you call these people out there? And,
well, I just live
left
my,
coast.
I just live my best life. I don't really think about stuff like that.
Hashtag
like,
best.
I wouldn't just be like,
if
hey.
You had to make love to Biden or Trump,
oh,
you have to pick.
Bump. Both
if
them,
you have
maybe.
To pick right now. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Biden. But I'm thinking of Kamala.
I shave my head, not lately. That's the day I look like hell. But my daughter got out the mirror and when I took a shower or whatever, and then I looked in the back and I shaved my head, and my daughter was gone at this point.
Okay, okay.
And I was nude, and I looked
thank God
in the mirror in the back, and then I made the mistake of bringing
oh,
the mirror
tilted?
Down
oh, you tilted.
To see what I looked like from behind. Fucking demoralizing. I mean, it is disgusting. I mean, I'm not even going to joke. When I saw it, I was like, you are a disgusting
you
fucking animal.
You disgust me. Yeah.
Honestly, it was.
Yeah.
And I felt bad for my wife. And I was just like, it's one of those things where even when you put boxers on, you still got, I got a weird back. It's weird.
Put two boxers on? Have you tried that? Doubling up?
Like one from the top and one from the bottom?
I like to wear small t-shirts and they're just boxer shorts.
Yeah. That's
but
nice.
Yeah, don't ever do that. Don't ever put on a substantial amount of weight and then look at yourself from the back,
from the
with a tremendous amount of lumens.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's definitely
unforgiving.
Yeah, you can make a choice to make changes anytime. I just talked to a friend.
In this house, we celebrate Christopher Columbus, a hero who found India and found all you Indians. You guys didn't even know you were Indians until he came along. You're welcome. Hey, I saw Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about that. He's the reason that syphilis exists in Europe, is that when the explorers went, the Native Americans had it, but it was they were cool with it or whatever.
Oh, they were cool.
And then he brought
it
back, and it says since 1492, that's when syphilis started in Europe and went through.
That's right. Oh. So. That's like the old nursery rhyme. In 1492, Columbus's balls turned blue.
Mm.
Yeah. Syphilis.
And that's what happens with syphilis.
Pharmacists, they are the bitches.
The thing that sucks.
Like, they think they're hot, but
no, the thing that
we're going to see that you're a
bitch. The thing that
understand me, pharmacist? You're a
bitch. No, I'm saying the thing that sucks is that we created.
Help me up. You know what? Considering it's the only sort of
and that engagement
in 3 years, if he said, kill your great-grandmother in a pagan ritual live on the next episode, I'd say, Grandma, come over for supper.
Earth, right? Wind, and Fire. That's the better version.
Oh, that was September 11th. That was their hit, right?
Oh, yeah. Do you remember the 11th of September?
A tower fell down in the morning. Building 7 fell down later on.
Chicken lips and lizard hips and alligator eyes. Can I get a country song? Monkey legs and buzzard eggs and salamander thighs. Rabbit ears and camel ears and tasty toenail pies. Stir it all together and it's Dolly Parton's surprise.
Oh, Dolly Parton's Duncan Hines. Duncan Hines. Hashtag Duncan Hines. Hashtag Dolly. Hey, Dolly.
Oh,
listen. I know that I made a very sexual move on you when I saw you in Nashville last time. I had a little bit too much of those hot toddies. I said, look at that hot body. I said, you're right. I was like, Jolene is definitely hotter to get her mad at me, but she's just like, I'm Dolly, bitch. Like,
Jolene. I got eyes of Emerald
Jolene.
Green.
Yeah. Jolene.
Turns out that she had ocular cancer.
Oh, no.
And Jolene suffered. She suffered the death that she should. Hey, Gwyneth, I saw the photo you put out at 51. Mm. Listen to me. You're only lying to yourself. I understand a little bit of Photoshop, but to not have a single flaw is disrespectful to women.
Ooh.
And aging gracefully and naturally. You don't look like that. And split the difference, because you look silly, because you're an old lady. I have the mark of the beast on my back.
That's how you know.
It's the sign of it's trident through a triangle.
It's the mark they have. The baby has to have the same mark.
Isn't that what I'm saying?
The baby's name mark?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. Yeah, the name of the beast.
No, not the name. The mark of the beast. Not the name mark.
He's a real beast. Yeah.
We shall name him Mark.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Moa looking good?
Momoa. I want some Momoa.
Moa looking good. I don't even know. I don't know. What
Aquaman?
He seems dirty. Like, he would
that
smell.
He seems dirty.
I mean, yeah, but like sexy dirty. Like, he's a mechanic and fix motorcycles. Okay. But that there is an odor.
Couldn't you just call
looks
Aquaman?
Like, he smokes, like a combination of, but he's wealthy.
Yeah.
So it's that weird, like a blue collar, but he's still wearing like Octa de Giro.
Couldn't you just call
Octa de Gino, which is a Staten Island knockoff. Yeah, you have an idea how many people sign up at a gun range and then blow their fucking head off? It happens.
I've heard
much.
About this. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about this. They don't do it. It's like, you know, no one dies at Disney sort of thing. They don't talk about it in the news because it's so easy, but
someone
it happens.
Someone died at Disney?
The people die at Disney all the time, but what they do is the ambulance takes them out and they're declared dead off Disney property. Same thing in Vegas, right?
Oh, nice.
People kill themselves in the casinos weekly. There are people dying.
Oh, dang.
But they're always given CPR, even if they're hacked up into pieces and then removed. But no one ever dies on a casino property.
It's my favorite time of year because my holiday teeth are out.
Is your holiday are out?
My holiday teas. My holiday teas.
Holiday. Oh, so, like yeah.
Celestial seasonings.
Merry Christmas.
The whole collection.
Here's a little trick if you're poor. Save one of those cards. And then, you know, like.
Oh, like the room cards?
the morning people at the breakfast buffet don't know who was in the night before. It's a different crew. So as long as you're not directly coming in off the street, you can pretty much help yourself to any breakfast place. And if you maintain the card, because you don't have to give them back, because, you know.
All right.
If you have one in your hand, you just walk there with a key card in your hand. No one's saying nothing. If you're looking for money, if you're one of these sets, actually, I don't have any money. You go around now. You buy all this Halloween shit that's on super clearance. You throw it in a plastic tub. And you wait a year. You wait 6 months. You list it. And you'll make 3 to 5 times.
Yeah, freeze.
Really?
Freeze that holiday candy.
Don't
It'll
get the
last.
Candy.
It will last.
And don't forget.
You're talking about decoration.
Get the higher cost, smaller weighted item. Jada just said that Will Smith's a bottom. This is the new headline.
What?
Yeah. She's just like, by the way, he bottoms.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's just tired.
Because now it's over. Now she's having the moment. This is the, you know, Jada Smith in 5 years will not be remembered.
No, she's the crab in the bucket.
She's riding this train, and as the algorithm, while she's at CAA or whatever, they're like, listen, you're dropping off. We need a new headline. You're still hot, pal. You're still hot. By the way, there's a little bit of shine coming off your head. Sorry, the
glare.
It's the building in your head. Kevin Samuels.
The black guy.
Do you think he, like, they posted him, like, calling a girl fat? He's like, you need to lose weight.
When did he die?
He died having sex with a big woman. That was the whole thing. It was like Gandolfini having a heart attack in Italy eating pasta.
I don't know.
He was banging a big girl in his heart, and man, that was it. His heart, and you know. Do I have a bear? So am I a bear? Or am I too... does my stomach and hairy chest make me a bear?
I'm a tween twink.
Well...
You're in between.
Not a tween.
I'm on my way to twink town.
Bill Bradley, we're like, what is this new game?
Hey, have you guys heard about a show called Naked Attraction or something? Where it's like a game show where you see like someone's dick and decide if you want to go out with them?
Yep.
It's got 6 seasons. 6 is dick.
It's got 6 seasons?
6 seasons. It comes from
Europe. So they can dish
Europe. Chicks, oh, okay.
It's all day.
But I heard it's great. And then the person who on the
London
other side
clams.
Of the you know, you got to show your breath or whatever. But it's like you see full everything.
But they're just like, so that they're just judging
out.
You if you have a
so you're,
long schlong.
So you're swiping. So yeah. You know, you're swiping on.
Oh, okay. All right. I've not seen
But
that.
You see, like, what if the person who's on the screen right now in a freeze frame has a giant hog? Because it's really flawed.
I would be kicked out of that show so quick.
Yeah, that could not have been a real thing you showed me. Put that image up also.
I like how worried Dino looked in the background. At least it wasn't big.
There's no way that they're having a homosexual. There's no way that Fred is having sex with Barney on a Fruity Pebbles box.
It was nice to see Barney taking charge.
Oh, Barney?
Yeah, I think Barney was taking charge.
He was giving it. Yeah. He was
pitching.
Having a gay whole time.
When you tuned in, did you think we'd be solving the problem? I'm thinking of a two-story solution where the Israelis on one.
Well, I was talking.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one subway car. There's a pole. I don't know.
Well, I was talking to a friend about
city.
Religion and stuff like that. But basically, like, everyone should just adopt what works for them. The problem is that everybody wants to look at everybody else and have them be them or think like them. And that doesn't work.
It's like when I see the TikTok videos of people eating rats. And this is just
a series of videos
from Root to Toot.
I mean, they roll it in rice, they deep fry it, you know, and they eat it.
Isn't it a little bony? Like with
the bones? It's just like eating squirrel.
You've never
squirrel,
seen it on a
right?
skewer?
Oh, no, I've never seen it.
I guess
our rats.
But I'm saying, you know, that's with I don't want to me that's weird to see. To be honest, I just it's something in the U.S. we don't have. But would you open for Trump?
You won't hear Biden or anybody talk about golden showers.
Would you open for Trump? Would you open for Trump?
It depends on the situation.
$250,000.
Oh, for sure.
Really?
$200,000.
Sure.
$150,000.
That likes to count. Yes.
$100,000.
Yes.
$50,000.
Sure.
$10,000.
Yep.
$5,000.
Sure.
$250.
Yeah, you got to take the gig.
Well, you
can't.
$10.
You can't discriminate against the
Would
gig.
Would you do it for free?
So we're not going to talk. We're going to skip over AIDS Day?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you were saying.
No. I would never want to skip over talking about AIDS Day.
We were trying. We were trying to decide, do you say Happy AIDS Day? Like, is that the.
Who was trying to decide that?
No, the Chinese food comes in a moment.
Yeah.
I'm just going
to
say
Happy AIDS Day to you, sir.
Happy AIDS Day.
That's a little something.
I mean, we were trying to figure
you.
Out, like, what's the expression, an
extra
you know? Fun. You know, Happy New Year, Merry AIDS Day. I don't know. Like, we couldn't figure out what to say. But we were glad to do awareness. You know.
What if greeting card companies and coupon codes came together where it's like, sorry, you're going to die, and included is a 10% off, like, a funeral parlor service or something, you know?
Well, now...
Like, you know, you get, like, 25% more of this shit the priest does, like, in between...
Yeah, it's the gift card that cares.
Oh, yeah.
Not molestation of the accepted Catholic Church. We don't talk religion, but you guys really were right. Like, you know what we should do? We should drape ourselves.
Well, now...
you know what I really want? Bring me young boys.
Yeah, oh boy.
In the name of Jesus. You know. Don't go to that Marina Indian place. I mean, it's been 15 years, but I still remember it.
You still remember the pain?
Ratatouille.
Yeah, because it happened while eating it.
Hurry, hurry.
Oh, really?
I was eating it. Oh. Yeah, and it was just like...
I have to go.
Prepare to die. It was like Rucker Howard at the end of Blade Runner, you know?
Too much ginger.
Just like, it's one tear. It's like teardrops in the rain.
Poop plata. Yeah, that's rough.
That is rough.
Five.
Oh, Canada.
From sea to shining sea.
I did have a delicious granola bar from Canada.
The ground I stood in my bare feet brought me to an early grave. I had the penis. Canada, Canada, it's Christmas every year. Let the holidays make you gay this Christmas time of year.
We'll make something special.
Auto-tune that up a little bit.
The holiday with gifts is the primo holiday, if you were going to have to choose. That's why Christmas gets so much love.
Oh, I thought Martin Luther King Day would be.
There's no gift.
That's always been my favorite holiday.
Why do you make me buy you a prime rib dinner every Martin Luther
King? Well, because...
you almost demand it. What's that word with R you kept yelling at me? You're like, I want it now.
Yeah, reparation steak.
Yeah, reparation steak. Like, you got to sing for your meal?
Yeah, exactly.
46 ounces of plump and juicy.
I want to say have yourself a meowy Christmas, but that's
you can do
that's
whatever already you want.
Well, you know, you could have just done it. And that could have...
Have yourself a meowy little Christmas.
A Christmas?
Meow your way. He's pop tight.
He's having a stroke.
Keep going.
Meow yourself into a little bit of a fright. Cause when you're in a Maui Christmas,
that's Maui.
Be sure.
They burned. Lahaina go.
Something delight.
Well, that was the best Christmas gift I've ever got.
No, I'm saying it's sad to watch because she got some plastic surgery to like remove eye fat, but I think she has like a dysmorphia because her face was fine and now it's not from the surgery.
So her attitude was the problem.
Well, she's unrecognizable. You know how like people have changed and like she doesn't look anything like she used to before.
Mm. Okay, so now if I were a producer, I would say, oh, I should probably look that image up and then insert it here. No. It's too late. Just insert it in post. Yeah. And I'll react now.
Because she was adorable. She was real cute. I was walking through the arts district, speaking of taking the
Which
train.
One? The NoHo arts district?
No, the downtown arts district.
Oh, so
I was in
one.
Little Tokyo. And I did see, speaking of fire retardant, I saw a homeless man at the bus stop who was smoking and lit his leg on fire, and he was putting it out. Like, as I walked by, and I was like, I want none of this. Just get me back to the train.
I want none of this.
I was just like, I don't know what's happening. I'm sure you're going to figure this out, because it wasn't out. Like, as I walked by, I could just see his leg.
He may or may not be a TikTok that's lined up
consumed.
For later.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, listen. Thank you for watching. You just wasted what I would imagine is, I don't know, between 8 minutes and 12 minutes of pure gold. Listen, you see what you missed? You have to watch all of them. You have to watch all 23 go back.
Chronological.
154 episodes of pure gold. Listen, we'll see you next week for the Happy New Year's. We appreciate you. We hope you had a wonderful...
And we'll see.
I was rushing that so fast because Cliff's battery was. I saw the red flashing because we didn't charge. Oh. But know that you're loved, and especially to the what I would imagine is a black screen that you're cutting to him now.
Yep.
We'll see you next Tuesday.